stuff in that dirt, you know, before you plant it. Cup burrs, no, nothing don't come up in there. No kind of water, grass, no nothing. And they drop it. They drop the cotton about this far apart. The seed about that far apart.
About 2-3 feet?
Mm-hmm. And they just come up just like they dropped it, you know. And there ain't no weeds, no grass. You just go in there and plow. And then when they get ready, then they go in there with one of these mechanical pickers and pick.
Yes, ma'am. You ever have to chop cotton?
Oh, many a day.
Tell me what you did, what you had to do when you chopped cotton.
Well, during that time, I was talking about making that grave, but during that time is when I was chopping cotton. For $3 a day to feed my family. And I don't know, you just, you cut them days, they just sold the cotton thick. And you go through and chop that cotton. You got a hole. You go through and chop it out, a hose width apart. And chop that cotton out and then all that grass and weeds out from around the cotton. And then somebody else comes along and plows.
Is that the same thing as thinning the cotton out?
Yeah, thinning the cotton out, yeah.
Is that the same thing as chopping it?
Well, it is the same thing, because you just thin the cotton and cut the grass and all at the same time. That's hoeing it and chopping it too. It don't make no difference.
Yes, ma'am. You were talking about an overflow that y'all had. What was that exactly?
Well, that's in 27. We lived down near Middle City then.
Down near where?
Near Middle City?
Yes, ma'am.
So we had to leave home on the county. Man, water got way on up in our house. We had to leave home. And I went out to my sister. She lived up at Drew, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
And we went out down there to stay until the water went down. And my brother-in-law told my husband, says, you just come on and help me in the field. And says, if y'all need any doctor, any medicine, I'll get it. Well, my husband went on and went to work for him. And I already was sick, had typhoid fever or something.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't tend to my baby. It was just crawling. And it crawled over that floor and just nobody to tend to it and just cried all the time. And I couldn't even pick it up and put it on bed, much less than that. And there was a lady just married, a young girl. And she come down there and she says, what about me taking the baby down to my house? She says, I'll clean it up and feed it its dinner and give it its nap this evening, and I'll bring it back. I said, okay. So she carried the baby on down to her house, and so she fed the baby. When she got it asleep. When the baby woke up, I reckon she thought she was doing the baby a favor. She took it out to dewberry vines. Had dewberries, man, you've never seen the like of the dewberries. And she picked them things and fed them to that baby, and they had four teeth.
Oh.
And he was swallowing them whole.
Mm.
And so that night he taken colitis.
Mm.
And that's what killed the baby.
Oh.
That brother-in-law of mine didn't never get me a bottle of medicine, a doctor, and